Hello, everyone, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back. It's Sunday. You'll hear this tomorrow, which will be Monday, and hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful week. If not, you have a whole another week to go, so you can try again. That's the best thing I can think of. You can try again. Sometimes, I always say it all the time, I just need to wake up, go to sleep, wake up, start all over.
That's how
I
feel. Yeah, this is true.
Sometimes you got to do that.
Sometimes.
Hey. But how was your week?
Sorry, guys. My voice is halfway here.
I didn't notice that at first.
Blame it on
what
my coworkers.
Oh! Deja, time out. You can't blame us because it's Sunday. That was Thursday night.
And I'm still recovering.
No, you shouldn't still be recovering.
First of all.
I will say it took me 2 days.
But my voice is still recovering. My voice is gone, and I barely have a voice, honestly. It goes and comes. It goes quickly and comes back slowly.
Uh-huh.
So, and I don't even feel like my voice had fully recovered from Super Bowl weekend. So there's that. Like, I went into Thursday without my voice at 100. I went in at it probably like at 70. And then it dropped back down to about a 22. And now we're at about a 48. You know, so, you know, I like my voice like this. Actually, I kind of just wish it would stay here.
You want it to be raspy.
A little raspy, a little Why? Sultry. It sounds sexy.
Okay.
I don't know.
It sounds sexy. Okay.
It makes me feel like I sound like I mean business.
Okay.
I guess. My week was good. Worked hard, played hard on Thursday. Y'all can catch us at the L Bar like once a quarter. Like once a quarter we go to the L Bar and we just act like we're in college.
We do. And it's bad because Friday comes and don't nobody be at work.
Nobody's at work on a Friday
anyway. That's true, but still, Friday morning come work from home. I can't.
But you know what? I was proud of myself. So I strolled in at like 11:45. I pulled a Pierre. I wanted to go get my Zaxby's. So at that point, I was like, I might as well just go to work.
And
I needed to be like in a work environment because I had work to do. So, but you know, we left early and we went to the Civil and Human Rights Museum.
Yes.
So a plug, if you're in Atlanta, it's free all the month of February.
Yeah, it's cool too.
Thanks to the Coca-Cola Foundation. So go. You have to like claim a ticket, but it seemed to be pretty easy. At least on Friday, it wasn't packed.
Yeah.
I feel like not a lot of people know that it's free. We went with a bunch of people from our office to like celebrate Black History Month. Mm-hmm. And I went back to work and I worked until like 6:15.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good. I got a lot of stuff done because Dom was there with me for a minute, but then he left and I was just by myself.
Yeah, and then you
got it knocked out, you know?
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. And then yesterday, did you see my Facebook post? I was so proud of myself.
That you went to spin? Yes.
Yes,
I did.
I killed it, bruh. Like, I
was very proud of you.
Not feeling it. I almost like
sometimes
to call
those be the best workouts because you'd be so over. You'd be like, fuck this shit.
Right. I went. I missed the first song. I was 5 minutes late. But I got in there and I was number 11 in a full class. So I was like, damn, if I had that first song, I might have been like number 9. Right. I was like, I killed it, bro. Almost 500 calories in 45 minutes. So it was a great class. I don't know where the energy came from.
I was over it.
I don't know.
When I'm over it, I'm like,
it was great. It was a great workout.
That's good. I gotta get the hang of spin. I don't like spin because of my butt. Like
it gets
just
used to it. I don't have any pains unless I like miss it for like 2 weeks in a row or something. Then I'll be in pain when I go
me
back.
Me and
but
spin just my legs, my thighs, and my butt just don't go well with that seat. It's terrible.
I know.
I hate it.
That
they
takes
really
getting
need
used
to.
To.
They really need to work on the seating.
They have. Excuse me, little pads at Vibri, but I don't feel like they help that much. Like, you can put them over, but You know, you just get used to it.
Yeah. I need to do a solid core class, but every time I go to sign up, the bitch is sold out. So I need to just, I need to sign up in advance. Like, and do a way in advance to get in there on, like, a 10 a.m. class or a 9 a.m. class. Because I'm not going at 12. 12 o'clock is way too late to be working out on a Saturday. I'm hungry
by 12, yeah.
Okay, like, that's in the middle of my day. Yeah. I'm not, no. So I need to find a morning one to do. But I'm trying to get my life together. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'll be going to spin on Thursday if you would like to join me, because I can't go on Saturday. And I think I'm going to go back and do the Neo-Soul Yoga on Tuesday.
Neo-Soul Yoga was nice.
It was nice. It was super easy, too. It was a great, like, recovery yoga. It was, although I am craving, like, a good yoga.
Yeah.
I may do some after my mom's class.
That was a good flow she had.
Yeah. It was a good, easy flow.
It was easy to follow. Okay. I'm not mad at it. I feel like she was pregnant, which is why she wasn't doing some of the moves.
Really?
But I don't like to put pregnancy on people because she could have just been having a day.
She didn't look pregnant.
I thought she was just a wee bit. Like, oh, maybe I wasn't paying attention. Along. It looked like she was pregnant, but I could also be wrong. So take that with a grain of salt.
Okay. But yeah, I'm going to go back there tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, Tuesday. Okay. That was Tuesday, right? Yeah.
I think it was. Tuesday. At like
7.
Mm-hmm. 7:30. Yeah. Okay.
How was your week?
My week was good. I actually got a lot done. I had to, because Tuesday I went to the doctor. I think that was this Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday I went
just
to the doctor.
Just annual?
Yeah. Don't know if I'm going back there. Just was a little too, like.
Was it new?
No. But you know when you try to support black physicians and you try to support your people. The whole staff is black, but they were so unorganized.
Oh no, that's the worst.
I was sitting in there. They losing people. Like, are you? No. Do you?
What? Where is it? Where's the practice?
It's on Emory's Medical Tower or something in Midtown. And so then I'm in there. I finally get in the room, and then another nurse comes in and goes, "Do you have Miss Lawrence?" And I said, "Hi." She was like, "Oh, I was looking for her."
No, you gotta go.
I was like, okay.
If they can't manage the day-to-day, then they may not be able to manage your health.
Then the doctor comes in or whatever, and I was looking up, like, best OBGYNs in Atlanta.
Try mine.
Who is yours?
I just started going to her. Last year was my first year, but she's black. The practice seemed pretty mixed, but she's in Piedmont, right at the corner of Collier and
what's her name?
Ooh, she's African.
I feel like I know. I feel like I saw her and I didn't.
I really liked her. Okay. And the practice was very, it seemed good.
Okay.
It's very, like, calm. I think this is her, Dr. Mora.
Let me see.
Picture. Sorry. No, hold on. That was my phone.
Oh.
My contacts.
Oh.
But you know what? I understand. I try to. I've gotten lucky. I'm very select. I try to support
selective
doctors as
so
well.
So do I.
And you know, my primary.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to pronounce her first name. Dr. Mm-mm. Moore. Okay.
She's really sweet, though.
Oh, good.
She was. I just felt like the question she was asking for a new patient, which is great. They like didn't about even... for a women's doctor, she was like asking about my life. You know, like, what do you have? She do you want kids?
Girl.
Yeah.
She comes in and she goes. She didn't, like, introduce herself. It was just like, hey. And, like, it literally, I was like, you're not even going to try to get to know me first before you just all in
yeah,
business.
You got to.
I don't like that.
Not for
GYN. No. I was like.
Because you want me to relax and you haven't presented
it. You didn't even introduce yourself. Yeah. Like, and then, like, the first thing you try to get me on is birth control.
Oh, no. I hate that.
You didn't ask me why I don't want to be on birth control.
I hate that.
You didn't say any of that stuff.
Questions are key for a GYN.
Yes. And literally, she was just like, oh, so 25. She was like, are we on any type of contraception? I said, no. She was like, I said, I use condoms, but I'm also not sexually active currently. Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
And, like, I'm like, you didn't even say, hi, I'm Dr. Davis. Nice to meet you, miss. Like, you didn't do any of that. Mm-hmm. And then you're sitting over there, like, it was just so, like, no bedside manner, non, personable. Like, I was like.
That's how I felt with the people I was going to. And that's the same practice. I was at a black doctor, with a black doctor, but it was a mixed practice. And it was the same practice as Serena had Jameson with, and she didn't like them either. Oh. So I was like, it felt like a machine.
Yeah, I didn't like
I would go in. I never had a connection with the doctors, and I feel like specifically for GYN, even more so than your primary, like, you need a connection.
Yes. Because that's why I was so mad. I loved my last OBGYN. Yeah. Her what? Girl, she disappeared on me. Her ass got pregnant. I made an appointment with her, and then they called me one day and were like, hey, you know, Dr. Taylor is pregnant, blah, blah, blah. She's been sick a lot, so we need to reschedule you. I said, okay. So then they rescheduled, and then they called me again. It was like, she called out today, da, 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 da. So, and I said, well, they were like, but we can get you in. I said, I don't go to just anybody. Yeah. Like, you can't just pass me off. I said, I really like Dr. Taylor, so just call me when she's better. Hey, ass has never called me. So then I called to schedule an appointment, and they're like, oh, she's training residents at the whatever clinic now. And I was like, so can I not get an appointment with her? And they were like, well, you technically can, but it won't necessarily be her doing the examination. It'll be a resident. And I was like, no, I don't want to be somebody's experiment. No. Like, I fully understand you have to learn, but it's just not going to be on me.
Not for me.
It's not going to be on me. Like, yeah. I understand that she'll be there, but she's not doing it. And I love her. I was so mad. Dr. Taylor was my girl.
I know it's hard.
Girl, I was like, I feel like now I have to search and find. I was like, I went to that doctor. I was like, I'm never coming back here again. Like, little do y'all know, I'm never coming back. Like,
so mine, I really liked mine. My mom's, she has a black female too. Mm-hmm. She's actually like best friends with Dr. Jackie and Dr. Simone.
Oh, okay.
She didn't want to be on the show.
Right.
She was like, I don't feel like, I think she told my mom, I don't feel like I have the personality for that or anything. But my mom really likes her.
Okay.
She's not like, my mom says she's a good doctor. She's not the most friendliest.
Okay.
But she actually delivered Danielle's first baby. Oh. And we think, based on that experience, she's one of the doctors, like, she loves the actual pregnancy side, because she was like so much more like energetic and like excited for like that whole process. Yeah. But my mom's been going to her for years. I think the practice is pretty good.
And
you can always try for Dr. Jackie, but
I know
everybody I know that's tried,
she be booked.
Anybody I know that goes to her has been a customer for years. Because they say she's just an amazing doctor.
Yeah, I've heard that about her, too.
But you can't really get into her practice anymore.
I've heard that about her, too. I don't know about Dr. Simone. I haven't heard anybody.
I haven't heard about her either.
But their practices are so damn far. Duluth.
Both of them are in Duluth?
I think so.
Oh, I thought that Dr. Jackie was like in Dunwoody or somewhere. DU. Maybe I got to mix it up.
I think she's in Duluth.
Okay.
I think, I would love to go to Dr. Jackie, but Dr. Jackie for shit.
Think about it. You only go typically once a year. Yeah, that's how I am with my primary.
Yeah.
Even though he damn near cursed me out a month or so ago. So
why did he cuss you out?
Girl, I was in shock. Because you know I love my primary.
Yes. What did he say to you? He got in your ass, didn't he?
Oh, my God. Okay. So I lost my prescription for my appetite suppressant.
Deja.
So I had to call them, which I figured I would. And I was like, when they were like, we're going to write it. And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So I lost it. And I called back and I'm like, hey, you know, it was literally like the first day I could, because I went on like a Thursday and they were closed on like Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So I called like Tuesday morning. I even may have called on Monday to get them to call me back on Tuesday morning. Girl, long story short, he was like, he didn't want to rewrite it, because he was like, it's a controlled substance, technically.
Okay.
He was like, my license could be on the line. I was like, I completely understand. Like, I've never lost a prescription before. Like, I've been going to you for so many years. Girl, he got testy. He was like, look, I said no. I was like, please. He was like, I don't have time for this. I'll write one, but it's for 30 days. And then he was mad because he was like, first of all, you came in here and you said you were coming from your knee, and then you asked for appetite suppressant. And I was like, well, I was coming from my knee, but I told you it's all a part of a weight loss thing. Yeah. Like, I'm trying. And he was like, no. Like, he was so rude. And I was like borderline in tears. I was taken aback.
Oh my God.
Right. So it's gonna be interesting to see when I go back in June how he acts. Cause I was like, look, you don't want me to leave, because I'll take everybody I recommended with me.
Yeah, you do recommend a lot of people to him.
Everybody.
Oh my God.
So
maybe he was having a rough day.
That's what my mom said.
Maybe he was having a day.
Because he's usually like the nicest person ever.
He could have been having a day. You never know. Like, somebody could have said some wild shit to him and you kind of
like
got
taken aback. I was like, it's not like I wasn't rude or nasty. Like, I was literally like almost begging. I was like, please, like, I really don't want to have to come back out to Woodstock. Again. So we'll see.
Did he write it?
Mm-hmm. He did. So the original one was for 90 days. So he was like, I'm only riding 30 days and hung up on me.
Damn.
It was the weirdest
thing. I think he was having a day.
I don't know.
If that's never happened before, never. He probably was having a day.
But it's going to be interesting when I go back and I'm a skinny bitch and I'm going to be like, Dr. Hewling, just thought, what if you didn't write me that 30-day prescription?
When are you going back?
My annual's in June sometime. Mm. So, yeah. It's going to be real interesting.
He might apologize.
But we're going to talk about this thing.
As you should.
I would be like, I just didn't understand why all the hostility. Why you were so mad. Right. Yeah. Like, I told my mom when I talked, because I was so upset. I told her, I said, I honestly would have been less upset if he just was kinder and was like, even if he was kinder and stuck to no. Like, if he was like, you know, I just can't.
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, him going off on me, I was like.
Yeah, that was wild.
Talking about, I don't have time for this today.
He was having a day then. He had to be having a day when he said, I don't have time for this. Yeah, he was having a day. It sounds like he was having a day. Somebody, I'm sure, now. He could have been either frustrated with his staff or something could have gone on for him to be like,
I don't know.
Or you might not have been the first patient that lost a prescription that day.
Then y'all need to stop writing prescriptions. Just call it in.
Well, controlled substances, they have to write it. Because when
they called this in.
Oh, he did?
When he prescribed it, he called it in.
Oh.
Which that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if you could have just called it in.
The first time, why didn't you do that? Huh. Because with mine, when I got my prescription for Xanax, my doctor was like, you're going to have to, she's like, I have to write it because it's a controlled substance. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, okay. Like, I have yet to take a Xanax yet. Right. So it's just sitting on my counter.
And he's written me, like, not Xanax, but the propranolol, similar to Xanax.
Oh, propozol, some shit.
Something like that. Yeah. And then the other one, the one that starts with an L. But I don't think that one's controlled, but I think the other one is.
Okay.
Never had any issues. So I'm like, I'd understand too if like I was, because I understand that your license is on the line for controlled substances. But I mean, I've been going to you for years.
Yeah.
Like, you have written me controlled substances. I've never had any issues with them. Like, so, but, you know.
It's going to be an interesting conversation. I can't wait to hear the story about it. Oh, my God.
It is, right?
Nevertheless, I'm finding a new OBGYN. Like, after that day, I said, I'm never coming back. Like, they were like, we can make you an appointment. I said, sure. But in my mind, I was like, I'm not coming back to y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all, like, I was like, this is so, like, and then she was saying stuff. Like, it was just very, just non-personable. And it just felt like I was just a number on a board.
Yeah.
And I was just like, never again. I was like, I already got people. I'm never coming back here again because y'all done pissed me off. I was like, you already unorganized. You already don't even, like, you didn't even ask me my name. Like, nothing. I was like, never again.
Right.
So, that was my week. And then, Thursday happened. It took me 2 days to get back to life. So,
you know what? We had, y'all, I almost fucking died. I didn't die. I almost.
First of all.
Had a concussion though.
That shit was so funny.
Oh my God. The more I look back on it, the more I think I was knocked out for a split second.
No, you were not.
A split second. A split second.
No, you were not.
Oh my God.
I saw you fall. First of all, y'all, let me give you some backstory. Anytime, the last two times we have been to Elfar, Deja has left hurt some. Right away.
I'm gonna sue, man.
The first time you did a split on your own.
Yeah, I can't sue for that.
No.
But this time, if the floor was mopped.
I didn't feel the slipperiness at all. Yo. I was trying not to laugh, but I could not hold it in.
I was laughing, too.
Because I was like, I saw you and then I didn't see you.
That's how it was so fast. What song was it?
I don't know.
I don't remember, but whatever song it was a jam. It was like my song. I was like,
oh, and then your leg was like by my face.
Oh my God. It happened so, like, I did not have any chance to like catch myself or anything. It was just literally like, boop, bam. Like, oh my God. I saw Amarachi last night, and so we were talking about it. People were laughing. I was like, y'all, it was like,
where did you see her at?
She was at a dinner party that I went to. Okay. But I was like, I was just shocked. And I said, it wouldn't have been so bad. Like, I was like, I don't embarrass easily. Honestly, falling didn't embarrass me at all. Like, it was the fact that I was in pain. I was in pain.
I was like, what happened now?
It was the fact that my head hit that daggone seat. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I laughed so hard.
I cannot think of
everybody in the bar was trying to help you, though. Like, everybody around us was like, oh, no. They was like, come on.
And it was like, that's why I feel like I was kind of knocked out for a second. Because it was like, I was just out of it for a second. Because, like, yes, I remember, like, I couldn't even really see people. Like, I saw figures. And people were just like, get up. And I was like, wait. I just remember being destroyed. Wait, I can't see. Yo. Like, I can't, like, really see. Like, give me a second. Like,
we were in there. Everybody in there was like, what the fuck?
That was so painful.
I laughed so hard. I was trying so hard not to. I was trying to hold it in, but tears.
No, it was mad funny, but it was mad painful.
Oh, my God.
If somebody was recording it, it would have went viral.
It was just the way it happened.
It was like, so quick.
It was. The song came on. You jumped up.
I was like, hey.
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
I don't know if y'all. I literally felt like I sounded like the lady.
I didn't even hear it.
Okay. Have you ever seen the video of the lady at Chateau Alain stomping the grapes?
Yes.
And then she tries to get out and falls? Yeah. That's what I felt like I sounded like when I was trying to get up. I felt like I was like, my head. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But I was surprised that my head didn't hurt the next day.
That's good. That's probably from you drinking.
Maybe.
Might help.
Maybe. Because I just knew I had a mini concussion.
Oh, I laughed so hard. I said, this girl always getting injured in this damn
I'm so clumsy. I'm so clumsy.
Every time we go to L Bar, Deja hurts herself, y'all. Oh, my God.
And I was literally just telling everybody. So the last time we went, like, I busted this split. And I just, like, was doing too damn much. And my knee hadn't been the same yet. I went to the doctor earlier this week, for my knee. And I found out that I had tendonitis. And the doctor was like, are you sure nothing's happened? Like, he was like, you could definitely have developed it over time, because he was like, you're so flat footed. And I see when you walk, like, you, and I imagine when you work out, your knee is kind of being angled because you're flat feet. You need to get insoles. Da, da, da. But he was like, but are you sure nothing has happened with your knee? Nothing. Like, recently you haven't hit it on anything. No.
You lied.
No.
Why you ain't say, well, I did do a split in the bar.
He didn't need to know all that.
Well, no, he did need to know that, because he asked. He did need to know that.
I think it's just my feet. No. He didn't need to know my business.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I'm like, damn, if I have CTE.
You do. First of all, you'll never know if you have CTE until you're dead.
If I start showing the symptoms.
Deja, no. You gotta. It takes a lot more to hit your head one time to get CTE.
It was a hard hit.
Oh, Jesus. Y'all. It was the text messages after you talking about hitting your head that I was like, this girl is insane. I'm suing Elbar. If I got CTE, it's a lawsuit cut. I was like, oh, my God.
Whew.
Oh, that was so funny. I said, see, my mom was laughing at me because she was like, are you okay? Like, she FaceTimed me and I was in the bed on Friday. She was like, are you okay? I was like, I'm tired. I was like, I'm so tired. She was like, were you drunk?
Kirsten was lit, y'all. I was like, oh, shit. It's about to be a good night. Kirsten's like, where's your drinks at? Okay, that's me and Karina's line.
It is.
Okay.
It was funny because when I said it, both of y'all turned and looked at me like, the fuck?
Well, let's get lit.
Yeah.
I was.
Oh, man.
I think eating there, too, before is a plug. Because I think that's why I didn't get hungover. Because we ate, like, right before.
Yeah.
I woke up with a slight headache. I don't know if that was from the alcohol or from the accident, but
who knows?
Right. But it was like very, very slight.
Yeah. Same.
I didn't wake up like the last time. It was very good.
I was like, why?
The margarita was very good.
Why have I not ate before?
That's what I was thinking too.
I was like, I need to come back.
Right.
Even without going to L Bar.
Right.
Damn. Okay.
So if you guys, ever want to go to L Bar with us, just hit us up.
Right. Cause we're always down.
Once a quarter, though. Can't do too much.
No, because it takes a while. We're not as young as we used to be, and the recovery time is too long. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. Like, Friday is a terrible day. I'm tired. I don't want to do nothing.
I always got to look at my Friday. Like, I be trying to not schedule much on that Friday after we go to
LR. I can't. Friday. And I had a call at 10:30 on Friday.
Ooh, that's like Pierre.
Girl, when I tell you, I forgot.
Oh, no.
Luckily, it was just going through some shit in EPC, but I was like, oh, my God.
I didn't have anything. At first, Keisha earlier that week was trying to reschedule my annual review for that afternoon. And I was like, I don't think I plan on coming back after the museum, which I ended up coming back. But
she went home. Keisha was like, all right, bye. All right. She's like, I'm going to the gift shop and I'm taking an Uber. Bye. I was like, bye, Keisha.
Oh, Lord. All right. Let's dig into the hot topics.
We are 25 minutes in and haven't talked about anything but our lives.
It was a crazy week for us and the world. Okay. Y'all,
okay. The first thing we'll get into is 21 Savage, because that was the first thing that happened.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, and Demi Lovato, because she caught a stray, because her ass inserted herself in some shit she didn't need to.
Well, she was just joking about it like everybody else.
Hold on. Let's give the backstory first.
Okay.
21 Savage, for those that don't know, because most of the world didn't, got picked up by ICE. We all were like, how is he getting picked up by ICE?
And everybody was like, oh, my God, he's a Mexican.
Right. And then turns out he's actually from the UK.
Right.
And we were like, huh? The thing is, though, he got arrested for a felony five years ago. And nobody did anything about it then. The thing is, 5 days before he got arrested, he was talking about immigration on, I think, Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. And then 5 days later, he gets picked up by ICE.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, like, for me, it was like, y'all really.
It was a statement.
It was, yeah. And y'all just being assholes. So he's still in jail now. He's been on lock. I think they said he's in jail like 23 hours a day, 1 hour of like outside time, which
That's
is so
crazy.
Sad. It's insane. Jay-Z has hired a team of lawyers for him. The good thing is they can't touch any of his money. And then the crazy part, he has like three, four kids or something.
I didn't know he had that many kids.
He has a few. I think he has two or three.
And I didn't even know he had kids until this started. I was like, damn, that nigga got a
And they were like, his kids are American born. He supports them. So how is he, like, how is this going to work?
He's a working citizen.
But the thing is, like, he's had a visa pending
for four years.
So it's like, it's not like
didn't take the steps.
Right. It's not like he didn't try to fix it. And on top of that, it's pending. So, like, it's not like he didn't have any paperwork whatsoever.
Exactly. That's what got me the most.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's been trying to take care of this.
Right. And y'all just have had it on hold. So how are you? The thing with me is like, damn, he sounded Atlanta as hell to me.
He's been here since he was a kid. Of course he was.
Like 12,
and he was raised in Atlanta. Yeah. Like, some of these people coming for him too. Like, y'all from where I'm from. Y'all from Kennesaw. This nigga grew up in Decatur. Like, let's not try it. He's been in more Atlanta areas than you have. And you've been here since you were a child. He has still lived what he has very much portrayed in his music.
It's nice.
And I'm like, okay. People are like, I actually feel like it's actually been pretty mixed. When they were doing it on the news, everybody they had was like in support of him. And they were in like Decatur, Stone Mountain area. And they were just interviewing people that were like fans or whatever. And they were like, we still got his back. Like, he's still from here. Like, he went to school here.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people are trying to come for him in regards to any quote unquote street cred or quote unquote Atlanta cred.
Yeah.
I mean, half of y'all be repping New York and y'all left New York when y'all was like 5 months old. So also give it up, Brooklyn. Okay. Calm down.
Okay. All right.
You know, that really blew my mind when people were coming from. I'm like, y'all acting like the nigga moved here last year.
Needless to say, because of this, a lot of memes came out of the situation. Some were just out of just funny. They weren't necessarily making fun of him. It was like the one that Demi Lovato caught a body for necessarily was the feather pins that they people from
Britain, like Harry Potter.
Yeah, and they were like 21 Savage writes his bars with this or whatever. And she wrote like these 21 Savage memes have me cracking up. And so Wale goes, hold on, let me make sure I have it.
Okay, I saw it
because Wale and her went back and forth about it, and it I mean, I can't, I'm not mad at the way it went, because I mean, he had a point.
Mm-hmm.
He had a point. Like, it was like, you can't talk about people when you were calling for people to be nice to you.
But people just be so, like, I felt like the level of
here's
insult.
Here's what she said.
Okay.
So far, 21 Savage memes have been my favorite part of the Super Bowl, she wrote. And Raleigh said, did I say Raleigh?
You did, but we got
sorry.
You.
Wale, said to her in response, why is somebody's freedom funny? I don't get the joke. A lot of people were sending you love and light, prayers, etc. when people were making jokes about you at a rough time. A lot of people. Bless up. And her response was, she wasn't making fun of anything having to do with deportation, but instead laughing at a meme, talking about 21 Savage writing with a feather pen. She said,
she went off on him, didn't she?
She did. Okay,
yeah, here that we go. Is they the only thing I felt like she was like, okay, calm down, Demi.
Yeah. So she basically commented in the Shade Room, because the Shade Room posted it, mm-hmm. and she said, Wale just salty, I never replied to his desperate tweets years ago.
Yeah.
That's when it was like, okay.
Bring it down.
Calm it down, honey. Wale's clapback was very classy.
It was.
And he says, still ain't going to disrespect you. Still praying for you, Demi. Glad you seen my old tweets. Hopefully you seen the ones providing comfort and prayer when you were down. I don't kick people when they down. Go queen. Because I love Wale.
And me too.
And so she was like, wasn't laughing at anybody getting deported, blah, blah, blah.
I felt that. Like, I felt like she was just like
that,
the rest of us.
But
and
when you clap back at somebody and you say that when you know that he was sending you stuff about your recovery.
Right. All she should have said was,
I'm sorry.
I wasn't laughing at the freedom, just laughing at the memes with the rest of us.
And I apologize if it was taken
long. Exactly.
And that would have been done.
Done.
But the fact that you continue.
Right.
You were feeling yourself. Yeah, you were feeling yourself. When, come on now, when people were talking about you after your drug stuff.
Yeah.
You were asking people to be nice to you, and you know, people going through things isn't funny, guys. Yeah. Da, 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 da. But here you are,
sorry,
all up in the damn comments of the Shade Room talking shit. No, Demi. No, you can't do that.
No, I agree.
People who live in glass houses can't throw stones.
I agree.
And you threw stones, boo-boo, and your shit got taken down.
I don't agree with, I felt like just initially, even before, I don't know if it was maybe before or like her stuff to Wale, I feel like just in general, a lot of Black people specifically in regards to her original tweet were just going okay, the rest of Black Twitter and Black Instagram and Black Facebook are also laughing at 21 Savage.
Yeah.
And you know, Black people, we don't have no damn filter. We weren't just like, Demi, be quiet. People were like, go fucking put a heroin needle in your arm again, you stupid bitch. I'm like, whoa, people.
I was fine until she came at Wale.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, now you're going too far.
Bring it
like,
down.
All right, Demi, like, I understand.
Humble yourself.
Get your jokes off. Like, that's the internet. Okay.
Right.
I wasn't laughing at him being deported because that's foul, especially considering the way it transpired.
Exactly.
The meme is funny.
The memes were funny.
The meme is funny. It just is. But, like, you're coming at Wale now, and Wale was just like, don't do that. Like,
right.
We supported you, so we need you to do the same.
Yeah.
And he just mad. Filling yourself, aren't we?
Right.
Okay.
Bring it down.
Go off, sis. Do what you got to do. Go ahead, queen.
I love Demi, but yeah, I definitely did not feel.
You went too far, Demi. You went too far. And you got rightfully dragged after that because you went too far. Way too far. Which leads us into the Chris Brown versus Offset.
Oh, Lord.
So they also got into a beef about.
Explain why they were beefing again, because I still am confused about
that. Let me just have it in chronological order.
Okay.
First of all, I love Chris Brown because he's one light-skinned dude that just does not give a fuck. Okay?
He really don't. I would have hated to see Chris Brown at the lunchroom table, like, at a roast session, because I feel like that nigga...
Yeah.
He's that guy that always takes it too far.
He is.
But it's
so
funny.
I guess he put up a... Hold on.
Okay, it doesn't have anything to do with Chris Brown, like, getting at Cardi B, does it?
It's all in there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cardi B somehow got dragged into it.
But, like, okay, go ahead. I'll just listen.
So, essentially, Chris Brown says something about the 21 Savage thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, here we go. A timeline. And so he basically came out with, he said something about the 21 Savage being arrested or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Offset commented and said, immigration isn't funny, lame, or something like that. And then it went left.
You know, it don't take much.
Let me see, make sure I have it all. Yeah, he called him out over, yeah, come on, fam, stop playing with the man's them, is what Chris Brown wrote in the comment when he posted the picture of he posted a video of 21 Savage. Mm-hmm. And his caption was, come on, fam, stop playing with the man's them, you know, with an accent, essentially.
Okay.
And Offset replied, memes ain't funny, lame. And he said, all the memes and shit ain't funny when somebody going through something. Pray for my dog. Ain't shit funny. His family dependent on him. Successful black men, they always try some way to bring us down. And so Chris Brown replied, because it's Chris Brown, are we surprised? And he said, don't consider myself gangster, he wrote, but I promise the worst thing in the world is when a singing nigga got niggas scared to fade, and what's lame is nigga all in my comments worried about another nigga. Brown recently shared screenshots of what he alleged was a conversation between him and Offset. In the back and forth, Brown encouraged Offset to come to his house. He did. Chris Brown posted pictures of the DMs talking about some. I think Offset sent him a DM, is like, where you at? And Chris Brown said, I'm at home, pull up. Because it's Chris Brown. And Offset, I guess, called him the police or something, was like, you want me to come to your house? And Chris Brown was like, why are you scared? Like, I told you where I'm at. Come, you can come to my house. You know where I live. It's mm-hmm. fine. And then that went left. And then he said, Brown encouraged Offset to come to his house with the same energy he had online. Run me my fade. Stop acting pussy, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brown's latest Instagram sees him telling Offset to dance his way out of the comments of his post. I'ma send your girl flowers so she know I respect her, he continued. Oh, I'm disappointed in this nigga. As his father, I should have been there more in his life so he wouldn't have come out a lame ass nigga.
That's his father. I don't get it.
I guess he was saying Offset is his son.
Okay.
Presumably Brown is talking about sending flowers to Cardi B, whom mm-hmm. Offset is currently attempting to reconcile with after their split last year. Blah, blah, blah. Check my record and check yours. Only people you go toe-to-toe with is women. That's for lame niggas, Offset wrote in an earlier response.
That's what Offset said to Chris Brown.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not true. So he was just making fun of him for beating Rihanna. That's what.
Yes.
But I'm like, then, but he's, know, Chris Brown has also beefed with, oh, I don't know, everybody.
But I guess he was also talking about Karrueche as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say Chris Brown has thrown bottles at men. He's fought. He threw a bottle at Drake in the middle of a club. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think Chris Brown
the whole Soulja Boy thing.
Yeah, you like, let's do a boxing match. Like, I don't. Chris Brown is the king of keeping the same energy he had before.
Unfortunately, that energy is just always a little
bad.
Too much.
Yeah, it's just never good.
Right.
So I will say he get calmed down, but a lot of people are very sensitive about this 21 Savage situation, mm-hmm. which I can understand. And I think Offset and 21 Savage put out a mixtape recently together. They did.
Okay.
And so I could understand Offset. They were close. So mm-hmm. Offset is a little more testy about the situation. And I mean, it's freedom. And Offset has also been to jail multiple times.
Yes.
So he understands what he's going through.
And Chris Brown has too, so he should too.
How long was Chris Brown in jail?
A minute. Remember he came back.
Oh yes, you're right. He did come back mad fat. He was mad chunky.
He be making fun of himself. Like, yeah. Damn, a nigga was fat.
He was pretty chunky back mm-hmm. then. I was like, ooh, Chris.
Normally it's the opposite.
Right. Normally we'd be like, you need to gain some weight.
You go to jail and you get buff. Yeah. You lose weight. No, he came back
fat,
chunky,
fat as hell.
Because he wasn't on them drugs.
Also true. He was recovering
mm-hmm.
in a detox. So. That's that. Chris Brown versus Offset. It's still continuing.
I knew was Chris Brown said Offset looked like Pootie Tang, and I couldn't recover.
That shit was so funny.
I could not recover.
Tippy towel. I was like,
and
no.
Then he posted all these different things, and I was dying.
I was like,
tears.
No.
Tears. I was like, damn, he really does look like Pootie Tang.
He did look like Pootie Tang.
I was like,
and old dude from
the Proud Family.
From Boondocks.
Are the. Oh, yeah, that is the Boondocks.
That's Cat Williams' character, yes. The pimp.
Yes. Dead.
Was like, oh, we're going there. We're taking it there. I was like,
I don't know what's going on, but this is funny.
Yeah. So they have been going back and forth, and so stick to it. We'll see what happens. Chris Brown versus Offset continues, ladies and gentlemen. Moving into Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
All right, Liam, let's just have a moment.
Speaking of the Brits, or he's not British, he's Irish. Irish,
yes. Same difference. What's wrong with Irish people?
I said same difference.
Oh. Is Ireland a part of?
It's a part of the UK.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So for those who don't know, Liam has a new movie coming out called Cold Pursuit. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially about a guy whose son gets killed and he's like taking revenge or some shit. I don't know.
It's kind of like Taken 4.0.
Yeah. And so I like Liam Neeson.
Me too.
He's a good actor. The journalist asked him what he thought of to get into that character. And he decided to tell a story, and let's just speak it from the horse's mouth. You don't need me to say it. Let's just hear Liam Neeson say what he wanted to do. Let me pull up the recording. Hold on. Let me get the recording. Let me see.
I feel like I'm not me anymore.
All right. You don't have to be you. It's fine. I'm trying to find just the recording. This is it.
Okay.
Neeson tried to do some damage control today at his path. Streets of his hometown in Ireland with a club in his...
I'm not racist.
As a young man, action star Liam Neeson once roamed the streets of his hometown in Ireland with a club in his hands looking to attack any random black man.
I did it for maybe a week.
Black people in Ireland like that?
Hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him.
Neeson admitted that 40 years ago, he had the urge to lash out when a close friend said she had been raped by a black man.
I went out deliberately into black areas in the city looking to be set upon so that I could unleash physical violence.
He revealed the story while promoting his new movie, Cold Pursuit, about a revenge killing.
It kind of shocked me when I came down to earth after having these horrible feelings. Luckily, no violence occurred, ever. Thanks be to God.
Neeson's characters, like in the...
All right, so, here's my thing. Liam, you know, the fact that he uses this story to kind of explain how he got into this character was part of the issue for me. Like, mm-hmm. It was like, for you to say, like, okay, you know, I don't think about stuff like that anymore, da-da-da. And then when the journalist asks you, well, how did you get into this character? You mm-hmm. go back to that. It's mm-hmm. just like...
Clearly there's something still there.
Still there. So it's like, yeah. And of course, like, on GMA, they were like, well, if a white person raped your friend, would you have done the same thing? He's like, of course. What? Come on now, bro. Like, and you walking in, as a black person, 40 years ago, you, a white man walking through my neighborhood with a fucking club, I'm not gonna fuck with you either. Like, what I look like running up, hey, bro, what you doing with the club?
Right.
No. 40 years ago, we were damn near at the end of segregation. Like, come on. Segregation, racism, which is still alive today, was even more alive then. Like, come on. Nobody was going to mess with you in a black neighborhood, a white man walking through our neighborhood with a club.
Like, in a white-ass country.
If anything, I'm going to be peeking out through another. Fuck is he on? Like, I'm not. Nobody's going to be messing with you. That's my thing. So it was just like, you ruined something that was a movie, which people like you. Like, we like the Taken series. Like, we like you, and you basically kind of ruined a moment, not only for yourself, but for your co-stars.
Right.
If I was your co-star, I would be pissed.
I'd have been like, okay.
Because now they have cut all press
for
this movie. He can't do interviews, like, nothing, because you decided to just kind of make it about this.
So I felt like it touched on multiple things. I think honestly, for me, where it first went wrong wasn't necessarily the story in its entirety. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the way he delivered the story to make it feel like, you, like what you said, you still have some of mm-hmm. these feelings. Mm-hmm. When he was like looking for a black bastard. Mm-hmm. Okay, pause. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that you said that so aggressively, bastard, like... I'd understand if you said looking for
a black guy, or
a like black man, a black person,
something.
But it seems like to me you using the word bastard in the way that you are, in the way that he did, mm-hmm. in regards to still black people as a whole, not necessarily the person that raped his friend.
Yep.
It was kind of like, okay, he still holds something against black people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In general. Mm-hmm. One. Two, I think it sheds an additional light on different types of racism, mm-hmm. which goes in, you know, goes along with kind of the responses that have been given by like Michelle Rodriguez and different people. Like, just because he's not a member of the KKK mm-hmm. or, you know, refuses to work with black people or, you know, different like extremes does mm-hmm. not mean that he's not harboring mm-hmm. Sentiments of racism.
Yeah.
Is he an open racist?
Yeah.
Not consciously. Mm. That's the thing. It's not conscious. Mm-hmm. But these feelings reveal that he has serious prejudices mm-hmm. that also go along with massive sentiments among white people as mm-hmm. a whole. And I think that's kind of, too, what Robin Roberts brought up. Like, do you understand that, like, part of the issue is that this, the way you thought is a big thing for a lot of white people.
Yeah.
Like they feel like one thing happens with a black person, so they feel like they can group all black people to that act that way mm-hmm. and have these behaviors. Mm-hmm. And that is a sense of racism.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what people need to understand. Do I think Liam Neeson, again, like do I think Liam Neeson would be rude to me or be like, or tell, when someone presents a script, oh, I don't want to work with this black lady, I don't want to work with this black person? No, because consciously he's not racist. He consciously feels that people are equal, but he's harboring clearly a lot of unconscious resentment towards black people as a whole from this mm-hmm. incident
mm-hmm.
and most likely just natural things that his society growing up in Ireland, which we know it doesn't get talked about, but we know it's a very racist and discriminatory, not even just towards black people, but a discriminatory country.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably harboring some of the mindsets that society shaped for him in regards to black people and other minorities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I need him to recognize. Like, I feel like if he could get somebody to explain that to him, I think that's what would be the breakthrough moment. Like, mm-hmm. no, we're not calling you racist. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that you have a big issue or you're out here acting like a Donald Trump or somebody mm-hmm. blatantly mm-hmm. ignorant,
mm-hmm.
but you need to be able, as a white person, to process how your thoughts are impacting your views of black people as a whole and now how these words are mm-hmm. impact, and that's why people are upset.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's quite grasped that. I, at least when I saw him on Good Morning America, I don't think he had yet.
Yeah. Well, that brings me to my next thing, because good old Michelle Rodriguez, who constantly puts her foot in her mouth when people ask her questions such as this.
Mm-hmm.
This girl. Okay, so I guess I don't know why, what she was doing. She was asked how she felt mm-hmm. about this Liam Neeson situation.
Mm-hmm.
And her response, she said, it's all fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Her reasoning for why Liam Neeson is not a racist. Dude, have you watched Widows? His tongue was so far down Viola Davis's throat. You can't call him a racist ever. Racists don't make out with the race that they hate, especially with the way that he does with Viola Davis in Widows. Now, boo boo, Michelle, let's be very clear. Races have nothing to do with like how you kiss a person. And it was a movie.
Again, like just because a person is happy to work with black people
doesn't or mean they don't harbor some type of feelings deep down.
Exactly.
Like, come on, bro. Come on.
I don't think he's consciously a racist. Not at all.
No.
But it just brings up the importance of talking about history, of talking about how society has framed black people, about talking about how white people over time have just harbored these feelings, mm-hmm. these natural feelings towards Black people. Yep. You have a bias, and it's a dangerous, clear yes. bias towards Black people.
Yep.
And that is unconscious racism. So
I'm just, yeah, Michelle, girl, but she went somewhere.
No, you know what?
What?
No,
go ahead.
She Dominican, so they be trying not to get it yeah, at all
do.
Times.
They do. This is also
not true. All Dominicans, because my girl Cardi B is woke.
She be ready. Cardi is smart as shit. Okay, don't ever sleep
but,
on.
But you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times Dominicans be trying to act like
that they're immune. Okay. Moving into footage from Bow Wow and his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend's fight.
Damn, I forgot about that.
Surfaced.
So much happened this week.
Everybody in a damn elevator, you know?
These elevators, man.
They're bad luck. Granted, in this elevator, there's nothing that shows him putting his hands on her.
He was in her face.
He was very aggressive.
But has it come out why they were fighting to begin with?
Something about her and Shaq. Somehow Shaq has been thrown into the mix. Yes. Something about her being hugged up on Shaq at a party and he wasn't a fan. Like he didn't appreciate that. And yeah, so then they got into an argument. Granted, like I said before, if you've ever watched them on Growing Up Hip Hop, this to me is not a surprise
mm-hmm.
because of how they were on that show. Like she is very jealous, very possessive. Doesn't like anybody to be around Bow Wow. And Bow Wow is like, I'm a public figure, yada, yada, yada. However, Bow Wow has also been in the news about his aggression and the way that he has been as of late.
Lately.
So, can I say that I'm surprised that this whole thing has happened?
No.
But this video shows them arguing. And he's in the elevator with her. He's taking something out of her hands. I think it's keys or something, but mm-hmm. he's clearly upset about mm-hmm. something. It's very obvious that he's mad. He's taking off his jacket. He is saying something crazy to her. He's getting in her face. She's not saying anything back,
mm-hmm.
but he is,
or
getting
at least
in
that
her
we
face.
Can see,
right? That we can tell. But he is saying something wild to her.
Yeah,
he is. It's clear that he's aggressive.
Y'all just okay so, when y'all are fighting with your significant other or just people in general, don't get on the same elevator together. Just take a breather. You be the bigger person and be like, you know what? I'm gonna wait for the next one to come. Because clearly, when you get in elevators,
shit goes down.
It's too much of a tight space.
It is. You already mad. You don't be next to me. Go over, like.
And I think if there's one thing we can learn, there's always a motherfucking camera in an
always
elevator.
Always a camera in an elevator. Because they be ready. People, I'm sure security be like, ooh, what's going down today?
Money. When right. they see wild stuff happening.
They be like, oh, I'm ooh. About to get a check.
Okay.
Hey, bro,
let me pop this out real quick.
This,
right.
Because this is about to go down. So yeah, waiting to hear more about that. There's no footage of them actually fighting, but I mean, like, there's clearly an argument happening. So in that video, it looks like Bow Wow was the aggressor. However, we don't know what happened when they got in the house. Okay, let's just put that out there.
I forgot about
that shit is insane. I guess people are gonna boycott. Is it Montclair and Gucci?
Clothing lines and blackface.
And blackface, which
luxury but, clothing
yeah,
lines
but my,
and blackface.
My thing is, they've been doing this. I don't know why y'all are acting all up in arms. This is not the first time.
Well, no, because we had the Prada incident.
Now,
then,
but here's my thing. Like, y'all keep giving y'all money to these big designers, and they keep doing shit like this.
I, at this point, because who was the first one to do it? It was somebody like a year or two ago that it was kind of like.
I think it was Prada.
The Prada one was just like. Last year with little monkeys.
Oh yeah.
Little blackface
well,
monkeys.
Well, Montclair has a bunch of blackface people in a jacket.
But I'm like, at this point, I kinda am feeling like it's a marketing stunt for these.
Yeah, because y'all are saying stuff about them. Like y'all are giving them attention.
Attention.
Prada. The Prada is a part mm-hmm. of this, apparently. But my thing is it's like I don't understand. Like, this is not the first time that they've done this. So I don't understand why y'all, like, are acting surprised because you get up in arms. they apologize, and then you go back to buying their shit.
But they get so much publicity. That's why so I feel like, much. And it keeps happening. And every you time. Know, as Gucci, mm-hmm. what Prada has done.
Yes.
You know, as Moncler, what Prada, or whoever the first person, like, you saw the backlash that they got, and, you know, so that's why I'm kind of like, I feel like mm-hmm. they're kind of just like, oh, well, this will get us a ton of press, and we can only make a certain amount. Mm-hmm. It only costs us like this much to make mm-hmm. them, and then to take them off. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I don't know. I'm just not sold. That's why I'm just kind of like, why are we paying attention to it? First of all, 90% of the people paying attention to this can't afford it. No way.
Okay. Cause I can't afford that shit.
So,
and when I can, I highly doubt that I'd probably buy it. Like, to me, high fashion ain't always cute. Like, y'all be paying for the name. A lot of that shit is ugly to me. I'd be like,
a lot of the clothes are.
I don't want that. No.
Yeah.
Balmain, though, if I had some money, I'd probably buy a little Balmain style. I like Balmain style. They're very good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But we all, like, even not necessarily blackface, like, there's been so many incidents of all kinds of discrimination.
Yes.
Not necessarily like in the way they make the clothes, but like Dolce and Gabbana and the reckless ass things one of them says. Dolce or Gabbana, I don't know, one of them be saying reckless stuff all the time.
Black people aren't made, like, a lot of these clothing lines aren't made for us to begin with.
Okay.
So.
And they're made by Europeans.
Exactly.
Which, if you look into it, if you research, oftentimes have a lot more blatant racism mm-hmm. that they partake in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, are you surprised?
I'm not. Like, y'all be all up in arms, and it's just like, what
are you surprised? And it goes back to the fact that, okay, this highlights a whole nother issue. Mm-hmm. They ain't got no black people working for them, which is very intentional in the fashion industry.
Okay, they don't want you working for them. They don't. Which is why Virgil Abloh being, what is it, Louis Vuitton's creative director on the men's side is mm-hmm. such a big deal, because it's like, oh, shit.
Right.
So shout out to Louis for that. But it's just like, I'm not.
Y'all thought Gucci was on one partnering with Dapper Dan, but.
That's because y'all, they were stealing Dapper Dan's shit.
Right.
So they had no choice.
Right.
Or they were going to get sued.
Right.
I don't think it was because they wanted to. It was like, well, this is probably an easier way.
And
we'll
ended
make
up being
more.
Hugely lucrative.
I'm sure they made way more money than if they would have went through this whole like legal system.
Right.
So just that was just a smart
stay
business,
woke, y'all. Right? I feel like it's all intentional. Don't feel like they made these and were like, oh my God, I didn't even know.
You
know what blows my mind too is still like that incident, really, to me, it blows my mind how so many white people are like, I don't understand why this is such a big deal. Like,
yeah,
it just looks like a sweater. Like, why are we being so sensitive? Da, da, da. I'm like, y'all choose to be so ignorant. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that looks like a caricature.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what blackface is. Mm-hmm. And you know why people should be offended. Mm-hmm. So why are you? And if you don't know, then that's a problem in itself.
Yep. Yep.
Do your damn research, people.
Yep. Okay. The Roc Nation pre-Grammy brunch was yesterday. Afternoon. Really evening for us. Afternoon for them. Because everybody and their mother lives in LA now. Beyonce and Jay-Z were there, of course. Beyonce is looking like a snack, per usual. Now, moving into this poor girl, Lori Harvey is just, ever since this whole Trey Songz thing's happened, she has been thrust into the spotlight. So there's a video of her talking to Jay-Z, literally just talking to Jay-Z. She's smiling and, you know, they're just.
Why was she invited?
I don't know.
Don't do music.
But her dad is Steve Harvey.
He does not do music.
No. Oh, that brings me. We got more to talk about when it comes to Steve Harvey, Marjorie Harvey, all that. Give me a second.
Oh, okay.
So I guess this video surfaced of her talking to Jay-Z in the Beehive went ham.
Oh, Lord.
In her comments. And just started dropping bees.
Oh, my God.
In her comments. I said, you poor thing. Look.
Oh, my God.
And then I guess later on she posted, like, meanwhile, I'm actually a part of the Beehive, but go off, sis. Like, okay. So there's been a lot of talk about, because her and Trey Songz were a thing, and then she had a picture, and then she deleted the picture mm-hmm. of them on her page or whatever, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, whatever. But so a lot of people, then, like, she was seen with Justin Combs, Super Bowl weekend, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people talking about her multi-dating. Mm-hmm. That's the new term, I guess, multi-dating. Whatever.
Okay.
So a lot of people are like, she is, I think it's something like Marjorie Harvey like taught her up or something, because apparently Marjorie Harvey used to date drug dealers.
I've heard that.
When they were, now they're in jail. One just got like pardoned by Obama recently. And so they were like, her mom taught her the game. Y'all just acting like stupid.
Yeah.
Marjorie is hip. Don't get it twisted.
I've always heard she was like low-key, always on the come up. Yeah. Like when it comes to men. Like.
Yeah. So not surprised. So that's what they're saying about her. Nevertheless, it's just crazy how you get seen with one person and all of a sudden everybody in your business. Lord Jesus.
I feel like people were kind of getting in her business beforehand. I don't know.
She's a pretty girl.
She's very pretty. I don't understand why she would be at a pre-Grammy brunch. And I think that's part of the fucking issue with the entertainment industry. But whatever.
What?
We just want to give attention to people that have no damn talent. Yeah. Why are you even invited? Unless she's like a model sign. Does Roc Nation sign models?
I don't know. I think she's a, hold on.
She's gonna stop giving clout to these people that have no talent.
I think she's in fashion / model.
Somebody let me know what Lori Harvey does. It's okay if you're a socialite. It's okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you need a manager to be a socialite. But I'm just like, yeah, because you need someone to manage your events. As a socialite, that's probably being a socialite. You get paid to be places.
Oh, okay.
But because I don't know how this shit works. I guess.
Yeah. So that happened. I just got a kick out of it because I said, y'all are doing a lot. Y'all have way too much time on your hands.
Right.
Because I nobody got time to be putting bees in somebody's comments.
All day.
Good God. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it as far as hot topics go.
Oh, we have the Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah. So Jeff Bezos basically told him to kiss his ass and he'll release
or suck his dick.
Yeah, or suck his dick because he'll release them shits before he lets you blackmail him into giving you money for some damn dick pics.
Look,
fuck
he was like, what I got to lose?
Okay, he was like,
my dick. Do you dick really is not think going anybody's going to stop shopping at Amazon?
Right. Okay, I got Prime, bitch. Fuck you.
That's essentially
what Jeff Bezos said, and he was like, I was like, yes,
Jeff. One of the most like, gangster moves of 2019 so far.
He basically was like, I'm Jeff Bezos, bitch, and what you gonna do about it?
Right, you're already late to the game, because if it's like pictures of his penis with another woman, like
he already announced that he's getting a divorce,
and it's already been rumored that it's because of infidelity. So it's like, look,
I don't give a fuck.
What y'all not gonna do?
It's trying to blackmail me.
Okay.
You got nothing coming.
I said, here for it.
So I can't even be mad. He's like, I mean, it's fine. A dick pic is not gonna make Amazon crash.
Not at all.
I can give
in fuck. Fact.
Might do well.
Okay. So, might bring some people on board.
Okay. So he basically was like, I don't give a fuck. You can blackmail me if you want to. I'm just gonna release it and release all the shit y'all been sending me. Call it a day. So yeah. That was that on Jeff Bezos. That's to sum it up. He essentially was like, no, it's fine.
Right.
Fuck you.
I will release them.
My damn self.
On Medium.
Okay.
Or whatever. I'm
just like, which was wild. Like, what the fuck?
Does Amazon own them?
I don't know. That's a good question. It was just like, he literally just did not care. It was literally like, I'd much rather do it myself than...
But I'm here for it.
Like, I am too.
National Enquirer, first of all, is already in hot water in regards to things with Trump. And
yes.
So it's like, yes, expose. That's illegal, people. You cannot extort people like that. And I'm sure the National Enquirer does it all the time. So it's just going to lead down a whole another slippery slope for them, you know?
Mm-hmm. He literally like wrote an entire thing and basically in a 9-minute read. I like Medium tells you how long this shit is before you read it. A 9-minute read. He essentially, in a nutshell, told them to kiss his ass and suck his dick.
You know what's ironic too? And he'll release
that shit himself.
The person that was trying to frame him, his name, last name is Pecker.
I know.
Mr. Pecker.
No, thank you, Mr. Pecker.
Right. I'm done.
So it's just, I mean, you can't come at somebody. It's Jeff Bezos. His money is extremely long. He's not gonna do that. Like, it's, he doesn't care.
Extremely long. And how he makes it is extremely addictive for some people. So, for a lot of people.
I was going to say, it's a lot more people. I love Amazon. Even though they treat people bad sometimes.
How do they treat people bad?
They be having bad business practices as far as labor goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just know they say it's mad hard on the corporate level.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Like, the turnover is ridiculous because they work you and the way environment is, like, super harsh.
Yeah, which, I mean, I'm not surprised by
me
that.
Me neither. But, yeah, now I think that's it. Pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. It was a lot this week, y'all.
It was.
It was an interesting
week. We're an hour and 4 minutes in.
Okay. Well, we won't be too much longer.
Nope. We usually run through this last three subjects.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't have too much for the work playlist. Do you listen to Erin Ray?
Yes, I do.
I had heard like songs from his album, but for some reason, like, I never took the time to listen to his whole album, and I did this week, and now I'm obsessed with him.
He's great. I love Erin Ray.
Yeah. Who's he signed to?
I have no idea. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. So yeah, if you've never listened to Erin Ray, I recommend it. He's got, he's a singer. He was on a show though, wasn't he? I feel like he was on, like, either America's Got Talent or something. That's how he got discovered. Let me Google it. He was on one of those, I feel like. The X Factor.
Oh, he signed to Interscope.
Okay. He was on the X Factor, so I feel like some people discovered him before a lot of the rest of us did.
Yeah.
His album came out last year.
He's cute.
He is very cute. I knew that from the song when I discovered him, like, a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why I never took the time to listen to his album.
Good.
It's so good, y'all. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to the new Wiz and Currency?
No.
It's not good.
There was new Wiz. Oh.
They can't hear you, Kirsten.
I didn't even know there was new Wiz and Currency. I'm sorry.
So they released a project called 2009 because that's the last time that it's been 10 years since they released a project together. And I was really, really disappointed because I love Currency.
I do too.
And I love Wiz. And normally, like, I don't know. It was just, to me, it felt like, did y'all name this 2009 because it was a bunch of throwaway tracks from your first project in 2009? Like, that's how I felt. Like, it didn't feel like modern.
Mm.
It was just, Ty Dolla $ign's on a song. That's decent. It's decent. It's not even that great.
Yeah.
Even with Ty Dolla $ign. I don't know, maybe I'm tripping. Y'all let me know. It didn't honestly feel like that, I don't know, something I could really, like, even sit down and smoke to, if I smoked, you know. I don't even know. It just wasn't that great. Current Problems on another song, I did kind of like that one, but
okay.
And then Goldlink has a new song out with Pee Wee Longway and Wavel Q. I don't know who Wavel Q is. I'm sorry, Wave IQ. I still don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either way.
Wavel Q, Wave IQ.
I hate you.
But I really like this song. It's called Got Muscle.
Okay.
I love Goldlink. I love him. I think he's so talented, and his music is just so, it rides. T-Pain has a new song with Tory Lanez called Get Your Roll On. In T-Pain fashion, it's pretty good. And then I listened to the new four songs by Summer Walker.
The 10-minute album? What'd you think?
I mean, it was so quick.
It is quick. You'd be like,
I like the song Grave.
Yeah,
the longest one. I think it's maybe the last one.
I like that song a lot. It's good.
I really like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yo Gotti and Lil Baby got a new song that I like. Put a date on it. And that's about it.
Okay.
That's all I got. What about you?
I mean, I've listened to pretty much everything you just mentioned. Let me look in my Spotify. Oh, I listened to Trey Songz and Chris Brown's new single, Chi Chi.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. Chi Chi. I guess Chi Chi is Spanish for boobs.
I don't know.
So, yeah, listen to that. I think it'll end up growing on me at some point because they'll probably play it obnoxiously.
Yeah. I haven't heard it on the radio yet.
Not yet. It's coming, though. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Right.
It's coming. It's a short song. It's only like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it
it's
was
not
very
long
short
at all. I watched the video for it too.
What's the video? Chi-Chi's everywhere.
All of them. All over the place. I will say shout out to y'all for actually putting dark skin girls in your video.
Okay.
Three beautiful, bomb ass dark skin girls.
All right.
In white bathing suits, and they were beautiful.
Okay, ladies.
So shout out
to
y'all.
I see you, Chris and Trey.
Shout out to y'all for having, it was only three of them from what I counted, but that's the start. That's the start.
Oh, Lord.
So yeah, I mean, it really hasn't been anything new for me, honestly.
It's been new stuff, but just not very good stuff, honestly.
No, what is going on with y'all? Last year, it was a lot of every week, new.
Yeah.
I guess it's award season and all this other shit is going on, so.
I do like, I think I'm late. What? But I do like that Bust Back Tatiana song. You don't like it? It's got a good beat.
Speaking of the Tatiana song, have you heard any mention of Nicki Minaj's freestyle over that damn song?
No.
Called Barbiana.
Let me read it. Is she flowing or?
Let me read the lyrics.
What in the world?
Oh, it's so funny.
Is this on?
Hold on. Barbiana lyrics.
What in the world?
Okay. Shout out to Genius for the lyrics. It's, hey, yo, I've been a bad bitch, Kakiana. And I'm still winning, Pacquiana. Percocets, Pacquiana. Oh, Papiana, sorry. Papiana, killing everybody beat. Thank you, next, Ariana.
Okay.
You gonna have to give me Tapiana. If you're trying to get some, Sloppiana. Mm-hmm. I call my ops, Oppianas. Then shut down Eve Saint Lariana. I don't want you on my page, Blockiana. Flow tailor made like Tiana. Because her last name is Taylor.
Oh, I was like, she's not on Taylor Gang. That's what I was thinking. I was confused. I get it now.
They copying my style. Copiana.
Mm-hmm.
Roger that. Over. Copiana. Benihana to Katana, bitch. I've been a Donna. I don't know what that means. Benihana and Katana are restaurants. I don't know who the Donna is.
Okay.
He's screaming, my government. Oh, Onika Tanya. Is it Tanya? Is her middle name Tanya?
I have no idea.
I don't know. You look like Nikki now. Still, you Tachiana.
Mm-hmm.
To keep it 100, bitch, you Wackiana. In the hood, like Kiana or a Tatiana. Immigrant from Trinidad. Rep Americana. I'm about to shut it down at Met. Galiana, you peanut head bitches is always Jellyana. I'm about to get a ring in my belly, Anna.
What's that mean?
A belly ring.
Oh.
Tattoo my man name, then give him some Becky Anna. 85, comma, plus 3 zeros. But we're missing the Annas. I don't know. So yeah. That was a verse from her Barbiana freestyle. It's freestyle, apparently. It's kind of funny. It's funny. It's very funny.
I need to hear this now. Maybe it sounds better when she's rapping it.
It's Nicki. Hold on. I got it.
Oh.
Let me play it for you.
Because I feel like I could have wrote this.
Anybody could. All you're doing is rhyming.
Anna. And just making up words.
Yes.
Anna.
Kakiana.
Floppiana.
Yes. Hold on. It's coming. Zaxby's.
I really am upset that Zaxby's is doing Caribbean jerk sauce. Wow. First of all, y'all don't know nothing about that. You're from Statesboro.
Bust down, Barbiana. Bust down and pick that shit up. Bust down and pick that
What's
shit up.
What's a little
up.
Dance?
Bust it open and pick that shit up.
I've been a bad bitch, Pacquiana. Cause there's a dance.
And I'm still winning, Pacquiana. Percocets, Papiana, killing everybody beat. Thank you, next, Ariana. You gon' have to give me Tapiana. If you tryna get some sloppiana, I call my ops Appiana. Then shut down East St. Loriana. I don't want you on my page, Blackiana. Flow tailor made like Tiana. They copying my style, Capiana.
Roger that,
Capiana. Benihana to Katana. Bitch, I've been a Donna. He screaming my government. Onikataya, you look like Nicki now. Still, you Takiana. To keep it 100, bitch, you Akiana. In the hood like Kiana or a Tatiana. Immigrant from Trinidad. Rep Americana. I'm about to shut it down at Megaliana. You peanut head bitches is always Jelliana. I'm about to get a ring in my belliana. Tattoo my man name to give him Sebekiana. 85 comma plus 3 zeros. Has another comma plus 3 zeros. Then add a dot. Bop a dot dot. Bop a dot dot dot.
I'm so confused.
Before the song came out, bitch, you been a thot. Bust down, Barbiana, bust down, Barbiana.
So it's not bad.
Yeah.
At the end, I kind of lose her. Sense. She was flowing at the beginning.
It's a flow. Her flow is usually pretty good. It's just the lyrics are mad random. She just threw everything in that shit.
She normally does, I feel like.
But what else is new?
I know. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Barbiana.
Barbiana.
I know her. The Barbs are loving it, though.
Of course they are.
I'm sure they're loving it. You got to look up the dance. That's why it's so popular.
Okay. I'll look up the dance.
Yeah. He does it in the video, too. I've only seen the video because they played the song in Spin.
Mm.
So, but I love that little beat.
It's a good beat.
He from California?
I don't know.
Sounds like it.
Probably.
Sounds like a California.
It
What's
does
his
sound
name?
Like a Blueface.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Can somebody please?
He's blue in the face.
He's not ugly. Yeah, he's from LA.
Okay.
I was going to say it's not. Oh, he's a Crip. He may really be.
What's the professional clapback?
He signed to Cash Money. Who's still signing to Cash
Jacquees?
Money? Who?
Jacquees.
I don't understand.
Because he don't write a check for nobody, but okay.
I don't understand.
Ain't my business.
Who's getting caught up in this shit still?
You'd be surprised.
Oh my God. I can't. Okay.
Stunna music.
So I was trying to find the exact thing because I had it and I was like, damn, when it happened earlier this week, I was like, and that's a fucking clapback. But I'm trying to. I'm sorry, guys. I should have wrote this down when I thought about it, but I was in the car driving. I distinctly remember. But I know that my clapback ultimately was not responding. But I want
to. Ooh, don't I know a thing or two about that shit? Go ahead.
Right. But it was a unique situation because okay. I think as I'm going through my email that it had to do with someone that was not necessarily coming for me, but that was really aggressive in the way that they were making requests.
Mm.
And I did not respond until I finished my research.
As you should have.
So when I want to say I got an email on Monday that was angry about something that had happened in regards to their business.
Mm-hmm.
And they were basically like, I know they sent me multiple emails. So they sent like the first email that was like explaining the situation and why they essentially wanted like money back or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they sent another email because immediately when I got that one, I didn't quite understand their the request. So I was confused. So I responded and was like, oh, can you please clarify? Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. So they sent another email that was like rephrasing it. I don't think English was their first language. So mm-hmm. they were like rephrasing it. And I was like, oh, okay. I thought to myself, oh, okay, let me research this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, because I know that I had already worked on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, this shouldn't be an error on our behalf. So I'm researching it. And I got an email the next day
mm-hmm.
that was like, did you not understand my email? And I really wanted to respond and be like, bitch, hold the fucking horses. I've escalated it to find out more details and I'm researching them. But, you know, I just didn't respond at all.
As you should. I would have let it sit.
Right. I let it sit for 3 days. And per my thoughts, I got like 2 days later a confirmation that I was correct in my. So I just waited. And my clapback was, apologies for the delay, but I researched this further.
It's your fault, B.
Essentially.
Did they reply?
Not yet.
Because they won't.
And I know when I was thinking about, right, when I was thinking about this originally happening, I was like, that's a motherfucking clap back in itself. Not clapping, back. Not saying anything until you come back with the motherfucking facts.
Mm-hmm. I always let shit sit. You ain't gonna come at me crazy. I'm gonna let it sit.
Right.
Because you're rude.
Right. Mm. And people like to act like they're your only client.
Yeah, and you're not. I have quite a few.
I've got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm one person.
Exactly.
So I need you to be a little self-sufficient.
Exactly. So yeah, it's short, but just remember that, y'all. Sometimes the perfect clapback is not saying anything at all until you go back with the 100% accurate facts.
Mm. Okay.
And that's
a good clapback.
That's a way of saying, calm your horses.
Mm-hmm.
Calm the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
And you regroup on what you thinking about.
And have a couple
you're wrong.
Seats. Have several seats.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Have a seat.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Whose tip of the week is it?
It is yours this week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have one.
Great.
This is about deadlines.
Oh, okay.
Okay. As you all know, I am working on a business. It's not just me. It's other people that are involved that are helping me with mm-hmm. this business. And it's coming up on almost a year of me working on said business. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think, you know, when you don't give people deadlines, they don't necessarily make it a priority to get you what you've been asking for. So I would say my tip is, if you have stuff that you're trying to get done and it's not up to you when it's gonna get done, mm-hmm. and you have people that you're paying mm. to get something done, you gotta give people deadlines. 100%. You gotta give them, I need it by this day. Can you do that? And usually they'll be like, sure, and then they'll deliver. But a lot of times, me, I'm so chill and I'm a laid back person. A lot of times I'm like, it's fine. Like, take your time. I'm not in a rush. However, comma, I'm coming up on a year of working on this business, and I would like to, like, have it out there now, to the point of, like, because so much has happened with me in the corporate world, I'm trying to work on this business to hopefully get out of the corporate world. So I'm trying to get this done so that I can start planning for other things and, you know, pushing the business along. However, I can't do that if I ain't got nothing to give people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to give people deadlines to let them know, hey, man, I have things that I'm trying to get accomplished. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting on you to finish your end so I can do what I need to do. So give people deadlines. When there's some shit you're trying to get done and in your mind you know you have an idea of when it is, just tell them, hey, I need this by this day or this week, no later than. Then usually people step up to the plate. It's when you don't give them deadlines that all of a sudden they get real lax and they're like, we'll get it, da 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 da. Like, I'm not going to, I hate having to ask multiple times where something is. So that's my biggest thing. Give somebody a deadline. If deadline comes and it ain't delivered, that's when you can start saying some shit. But when you are a little more lax, such as myself, when you're like, take your time, it's fine, da 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 da, people can sometimes walk all over you. So just set some boundaries.
I think people, a true professional person appreciates deadlines.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that's a telltale sign of professionalism. If they don't ask for a deadline, then typically it's like,
they don't take it serious.
Or, you know, they may not just be organized.
Yeah.
I know that's one thing I always, like, if somebody asks me to do something, like, when do you need it by? What's the deadline? And I always try to include it when I'm sending out projects for different people or requests to different people. This is the deadline. And I'm a hard stickler for deadlines. I'm very flexible with life. Don't get me wrong. If you're like, look, especially if you reach out beforehand, it's one, if you feel like you can't meet a deadline, you probably know that at least 2 to 3 days before it comes.
Yeah.
And I respect that so more when people come to me beforehand and are like, hey, I don't think I'm going to meet this deadline. Can I get an extension? Rather than not meeting the deadline and then I have to come to you afterwards, or even you come to me like days afterwards, like, because at that point, if I, a lot of times I move on, somebody else, I'll do it myself if someone else can do it, you know what I mean?
Same.
But a true professional asks for deadlines and respects deadlines.
Yes.
And y'all, that's not even a business. Take that into houses,
now I will say,
when you're buying big purchases.
Yes. Oh God, yes. When
like,
it comes to, yeah, you need that, because if not,
contractors,
shit gets lost in the sauce, man. Like, I will say, this is the only time that I've been like, I asked for this like a week ago. Mm-hmm. What the hell? Normally, I'll be like, I'll say, when am I going to get this? They'll say, we'll have it for you by this day. Mm-hmm. Okay. And usually they'll have it.
Let them establish their own deadline. Yes.
Because I'm not the only client that they're working with. Mm-hmm. So I fully understand that there's multiple, y'all have a lot of moving parts. Fine. Mm-hmm. However, like, this is the second time I have asked, where is the cost sheet so I can see what I need to have set aside for this? And y'all have yet to send it to me. I asked you for an update a couple days ago. Oh, she's going to be reaching out to you shortly with this, this, and this.
Mm-mm. No, I need a phone call by this day at this time.
Because it's like, I'm trying to plan, and I can't plan when I don't know when to expect it. Yeah. So that's all.
Deadlines are crucial, man.
Deadlines are crucial, man. Set you some deadlines.
Even in relationships. Yeah. Deadlines and everything, honestly. I mean, I'm just a deadline kind of person.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Maybe it's the journalist in me.
Quite possibly. Quite possibly, because the journalists work on
deadlines. It revolves around deadlines.
Yeah, they do. They do. They need an edit by date.
Non-negotiable deadlines, too. Yeah.
This is also true.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with your career field.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is all. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Bye. Bye, guys. Have a good one.